But then was the good old days. Everybody was happy. They didn't have no worry. They know that they didn't grow it, they didn't get it. So they didn't have nothing to worry about. All they just resurrected. That's all they worried about.
Didn't have to worry if they were going to be late to work. Car's transmission was going to break down or flat tire.
They went to church or somewhere in the summertime. They'd a bunch all get together at Crocs and leave by, you know. He took the wagon, put a little straw in that old wagon, the boys and girls, and the wagon was going to church. The final night meeting, especially. You get them old wagon along about the sundown, give me a look. Maybe a crowd in the wagon singing, boys and girls singing, sitting right down the back of the throwing the wagon, but we'd be out for it. They didn't have nothing to worry about. They didn't worry. No built body, 10, 15 miles.
That's what I like.
And now you can live in a house with a person you never know when you get them seen.
I know the next door neighbor who lives across the street. That's about it. Supposed to go out at the dark.
Dangerous.
I saw the article in the paper the next day about String Bean and his wife.
Yeah.
So they figured they were after some money.
They didn't pick up today.
That's right.
But the undertaker did find it on the money. Yeah. Found about $15,000.
People ought to got to carry that much money around.
No, sure. But we don't know what kind of deal he's been handed in banks.
Yeah.
We don't know that. He decided to. He didn't trust the bank.
Yeah.
No, or he'd act in the bank. He didn't trust the bank.
But you ought to bury it. Well, he
never spoke to any
children.
I don't think so.
I never feared.
I think him and Grandpa Jones used to go fishing on Sunday, wasn't he? So his wife just come in with the grand old rock at night. Grandpa Jones must be over the close there too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had a thing on television the other day about the Cab County school teacher that about beating in the hand with the telephone. Said they didn't find her until the next morning. The door was open. If it hadn't been open, she might have been there until that afternoon, you know. Because her school would have noticed that she wasn't there and she hadn't called in. But that just makes you kind of scared, you know. You lock up your house, but
they tear it up.
They can get in. If they have a notion, it's not hard.
Well, the law's too slack.
Yeah, well,
that person come here and tried to break in on me. Mm-hmm. And if I shoot, he falls back out that way. They try to play all that on me. I just ordinarily chuck that man and make peace again. But if he falls inside, they say, well, he's trying to break in on me. I told her, I said, well, if anybody else tries to break on me and I shoot him,
he fall down
in his drag, he'd stick his head in the door.
Well, I couldn't shoot him because I wouldn't know how to use a gun, but I certainly wouldn't hesitate if I knew how.
Well, I don't want to feel no about that. I wouldn't feel it. I sure wouldn't feel it.
Well, I wouldn't mind detecting myself.
Oh, you got to. I would go with you on that, because I find you.